Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. Parsha Shlach, the main story, obviously, is the story of the Chet HaMeraglim, the spies being sent out to check out Eretz Yisrael. They come back with a negative report about the land, about their inability to conquer the land, and they are condemned. That whole generation is condemned to death in the desert, and only 39 and a half years later will their children be able to enter the land of Israel. And the rest of the Parsha basically deals with the aftermath of that, as well as various mitzvos that are given, Yisro Hayayin, Challah, ultimately Tzitzis, and that's what the Parsha is about. However, there's a very strange, enigmatic story placed here just before the end of the Parsha, just before the Parsha of Tzitzis, the third Parsha in Shema, and that is the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, the person who is gathering wood, and it's clearly a story about someone being Mechalel Shabbos. It's Machlokas in the Gemara Masechah Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. It's a three-way Machlokas of what Malacha of Shabbos he's actually violating. But bottom line is he was violating Shabbos. That's clear from the text, and therefore he is executed. Now, there's a discussion in the Mefarshim of when this story takes place. And many seem to indicate, Rashi among them, that this took place, well, way earlier. And whenever you have a story that is out of place, you have to wonder, why is it placed there? Why is it placed where it is? Why is it right here? And of course, we don't know so many details about the story itself from the text. It's very unclear who this person is, why it's being mentioned at all. So the Bali Tosfos and the Das Kingdom over here address a bunch of questions that you might have on it, and especially this million-dollar question of why it's placed here. So they start off just quoting a Maamar Chazal, that Ilmali Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Shnia Lo Shalta Bahen Kol Uma V'Lashon, that if Klal Yisrael would only have kept the Shabbos Shnia, the second Shabbos, then no nation would have ever been able to rule over them. And they know that this is the second Shabbos because it says they understand it from the pasuk saying vayu and then saying vayimtsu, and it was and they were and they found. So it seems to indicate that this was basically immediately after they were commanded about Shabbos that this event took place, and therefore this Chilul Shabbos was basically the second Shabbos they had. It's actually just a side point over here. The various versions of the Das Kingdom that I found, that quote sources, it seems to be that it's quoting the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. However, it's not the way the Gemara in Shabbos phrases it. The Gemara has two statements. One of them is that had the Klal Yisrael only kept the Shabbos Rishona, the first Shabbos, and that's referring to the Shabbos where, you know, in Mara, where they're Bechala Shabbos in the collection of the mun, or attempting to collect mun. And then that's one statement. So if they would keep the first Shabbos, and then another statement is if they would only keep two consecutive Shabbosos, then, you know, it would be good for them. So it's a worthy discussion on its own of seeing, is the Das Kingdom over here quoting that Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, or is it perhaps another source in Chazal? And if it is that the Gemara on Shabbos, then we have to try to figure out how that meshes of the Gemara on Shabbos says the first Shabbos or two consecutive Shabbosos, and this one says the second Shabbos. But that's not what I want to focus on. Taking a look, they back at the Das Kingdom, Bali Tosfos ask who it is. It says it's actually Tzalafchad. This is actually a machlokas in the Gemara Shabbos, as we quoted before, Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, whether it's Tzalafchad or somebody else. And they bring a remez to how we might see it's Tzalafchad. They use a gematria, Eitzim, Beis, and figure out that it's also. But then they get to this main question. V'loma nismecha parshas mekoshes l'parshas tzitzis. So why is this story placed here? It is not in the proper chronological order. It's taken, really, this is from earlier. This is from when they were first commanded Shabbos. So why is it placed here? And they explain as follows. L'fi shebashah shechil ha-mekoshish es ha-shabbos amar Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that at the time that he was Mechal Shabbos, so Moshe spoke to Hashem and he said, and by the way, this seems to be quoting a midrash of Tana de Belio Rabbah. So he says, Rabbono Olamim, Hashem, Kasuv b'tefillin l'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'picha v'tzivisa shelo l'nasam b'shabbos. It says in tefillin that we're supposed to keep Torah with us always, and you told us not to wear them on Shabbos. So Moshe basically argues, had this man, this Mekoshesh Eitzim, had he been wearing tefillin, he never would have violated Shabbos. So Hashem says back to him, Hareini koveya umetzave lehem mitzvah acha shal yoda yuniskar min ha-mitzos. He says, I've given a mitzvah then, therefore, of that's like tefillin, that but it's always on them. V'tia nohegas b'shabbos v'zui mitzvah tzitzis. I've given the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that should serve the same purpose as tefillin. That should remind us about keeping the mitzvos. So it seems that they're saying that the proper place for the mitzvah of tzitzis is here, for whatever reason, whatever response to the chetam ragam might be, and other mefarshim discuss that. So the tzitzis is in the right place. And for some reason, the mekoshesh etzim is placed right here, right before the parsha of tzitzis, to tell us that tzitzis is also a response to the mekoshesh etzim, that the mekoshesh etzim, had he had tzitzis, had he been wearing tzitzis, that would have helped him. I mean, for sure, tefillin, had he been wearing tefillin, but he wasn't wearing tefillin because it was Shabbos. So at least tzitzis could have done the job. Now, there are many ways to interpret this, but it could be one way is that the story of the mekoshesh etzim is almost a commentary on the role of tzitzis and the importance of tzitzis. That tzitzis are those things that surround you and remind you. They are constant. It's not like tefillin that you can't wear in certain places. You certainly can't wear at night. You don't wear on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and especially nowadays when most people only wear them during Shachris. Tzitzis are constant, and even at night, I mean, you're asleep when you're not wearing tzitzis, and those who even wear tzitzis at night while they're asleep. And this is another reminder that no matter where you are, where you go, how out of bounds you may be, Shabbos, weekday, Hashem is with you. And the Meraglim, they kind of went out of bounds. They left the nation. They went outside of the Ananei HaKavod. They were no longer surrounded by the explicit indication of Hashem's presence. They might have split up. They're going around in an unfamiliar territory. And it's easy to be overwhelmed, and it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget whom you are a shliach for. It's easy to forget who's running the show. And the response to the meraglim and the response to the mekoshesh etzim is tzitzis. A constant reminder wherever and whenever that Hashem is with you and you are a shliach, and we should hopefully be a faithful shliach. Have a beautiful Shabbos.